And we are deep in the primary season. And no, it's not health care and tax reform that have people tapping their feet and whistling their way to the polls. It's campaign music. Campaign songs may not be the best way to choose one candidate over another, but they do tell us something about the way the campaign thinks about itself and about its supporters. Do any of the campaign songs this election year have you snapping your fingers or tapping your feet? What songs from elections past are still stuck in your head? And if you don't like what you're hearing, send us a better suggestion for a Barack Obama or Rudy Giuliani campaign song. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And you can sing out on our blog as well. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Carrie Brownstein joins us now. She's a former guitarist and vocalist for the band Sleater-Kinney, now a blogger for the NPR music website. Her blog is called Monitor Mix, and it's nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thanks for having me.
So who's got a good 08 campaign song, do you think?
I have to say I'm kind of partial to John McCain, who's using ABBA's Take a Chance on Me. And the reason that I like it is because who would have thought that John McCain would be using an ABBA song? And it's a disco tune, and it's a song that really does not seem to sum up in any way who John McCain is or who the voters, you know, idea of John McCain is. But it symbolizes that he is forging his own path. There cannot be, I mean, I'm sure so many people said to John, you cannot use that song. And he did. And I think that's why he has the best song right now.
Change your mind. Take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
I always wondered why the words in Swedish were just the same as they were in English.
Me too.
Anybody else doing well, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that Barack Obama, he tends to have different songs depending on the context. You know, sometimes he comes out and greets his followers with a U2 song, sometimes with a Kanye West song. And I think, you know, having the acumen to change up the songs depending on your audience is a good thing. You know, Mitt Romney tends to play Bachman Turner Overdrive wherever he goes, and not everyone was a BTO fan.
Mm-hmm. This is the clip that Barack Obama uses sometimes. U2's song, City of Blinding Lights. Which sounds just great, but what does it have to do with the political campaign?
Well, in my opinion, I mean, who's more electable than Bono? I mean, Bono could probably get elected in any number of countries, including our own right now. So Obama and Edwards and probably other scores of candidates have aligned themselves with U2 and their populist message.
And at the same time, is it important that any particular campaign, you remember John Kennedy's High Hopes or something like that, which other than the ram knocking down that billion kilowatt dam, did not seem to have an awful lot to do with public policy?
No, I don't think it does. And I think that most voters, decided or undecided, you know, are looking at things deeper and more important than candidate theme songs. But I think it's part of a trend, I think, to humanize themselves in the eyes of the voters. And they are placing themselves in contexts such as YouTube or Facebook. And these are spheres that employ a conversational discourse as opposed to political discourse. And I think theme songs are part of that attempt to speak to voters in a conversational style.
Let's see if we can get some listeners in on this conversation. Again, 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Carrie Brownstein is our guest. And let's talk with Fred. Fred's with us from San Rafael in California.
Hi. I think my song is only good for today. It's Goodbye Rudy Tuesday.
Goodbye Rudy, period, Tuesday.
Yes.
I see. Of course, Rudy Giuliani making what some believe may be his last stand today in the Florida primary. There are an awful lot of... Fred, thanks very much for that. There are an awful lot of alternative suggestions that people may have.
Yes. When I wrote about campaign theme songs on my blog, I received well over 100 comments. And it's interesting that the optimism of the candidates' theme songs are met with a lot of cynicism from, I think, the listeners. Suggestions ranged from LCD Sound System's North American Scum to, let's see, Natural's Not In It or Not Great Men by Gang of Four. And then one person recommended that all candidates use the Eagles' You Can't Hide Your Lion Eyes. So.
Unlikely. Nevertheless, yeah. The LCD Sound System, something I'm not familiar with. Other listeners may not be either. Let's listen to that suggestion. That might be a NAFTA song, I think, but I guess it could be adapted for a campaign.
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, people, I think the average person, you know, music is important to them. It's personal. And we do use music, whether it's superficial or not, to gauge something about someone else. And I mean, people even take time to consider what song they're going to put as their cell phone ring. I mean, that's a 15-second personal advertisement. So, you know, I think a lot of us would have a hard time coming up with a single song to sum up who we are. So this is not easy for candidates. But I would advise to go for a more fearless approach, I think.
Let's get Bill on the line. Bill's with us from St. Louis in Missouri.
Yes. Hey, Neil. Hey, Carrie. I have another timeless classic. It's good for today, certainly. Everybody's campaigning on the war, so my suggestion was going to be Combat Rock by Sleater-Kinney.
Thank you.
Didn't know you had any cousins in St. Louis.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay, Bill. Which candidate do you think it would be appropriate for?
Well, I guess it depends on your interpretation, whether it's a cynical take on combat or not. But, you know, it's who wants to stay, who wants to go. I think a lot of people might kind of expect that to go with Hillary Clinton for the feminist take that often goes with Sleater-Kinney fans, but, you know, could go with Barack Obama, too.
Okay, thanks very much, Bill. What do you think, what would you think if your song, Carrie Brownstein, got adopted as somebody's campaign theme?
I guess it would depend on the candidate, and that has historically been an issue. You had Bruce Springsteen, feathers were ruffled when Ronald Reagan thought that Born in the USA was just a patriotic tune, when really it was more of a criticism of the Vietnam War. You had Tom Petty a little bit worried. I think it was Giuliani that was using his song, although Tom Petty not offended when Hillary Clinton used his song. So
Bobby McFerrin was upset when George Bush the First used his song.
Yeah, so I think it really depends on who you're supporting. And musicians right now, Bright Eyes and a handful of younger musicians are aligning themselves with Obama, so I think they'd be more than happy. I think if you're supporting someone, you're willing to loan your art to them.
Let's get Dan on the line. Dan with us from Ithaca, New York.
Hi, I think one that's appropriate both for the politics and for the issues is that John Edwards' song should be Under Pressure.
he is, and maybe it should. What does John Edwards use? Do you know, Carrie?
I think he was using Pride in the Name of Love, also a U2 song.
Ah.
So there again, U2 seems to embody just the every song somehow.
Thanks,
also
very
good.
Thanks, Dan. Here's an email from Barb in Michigan. I noticed you chose ABBA's Take a Chance on Me. Well, we didn't. A candidate did. But anyway, going along those same lines, an era, how about for Hillary Clinton, Helen Reddy's I Am Woman, if I remember some of the words. I think it goes like, I am woman, hear me roar, I am invincible.
Sure. I mean, Hillary Clinton also employs Celine Dion. And in my opinion, Clinton is somebody that needs to step outside of that. And not to criticize Celine Dion, she has an amazing voice, but there's something a little bit brittle, a little impenetrable about her demeanor. And so maybe if Clinton went for Bette Davis, who is the funk songstress in the 70s, dedicated to the press, or right now Clinton looks like she's going more for It Takes Two by Marvin Gaye. But, so it kind of depends.
Here's an email question from Joe in North Wales, Pennsylvania. Has any campaign ever used classical music in their songs?
Not that I know of. I was thinking about that earlier. I feel like it might be a little too elitist. And I think that from what I can tell, people are latching on to a lyrical moment, sort of an anthemic quality. But I think you could do something pretty amazing with, you know, Wagner or Bach or Beethoven. But, you can't get the rallying cry of take a chance on me if you're using classical music.
And you better steer away from Wagner, I suspect.
I think so, too.
Here's an email from Brad who suggests a song for the outgoing Blondie's Just Go Away. And another email, this one from Jim, about the campaign songs of the past. Of course, the most enduring and famous is the MTA song, the campaign song of Walter A. O'Brien when he ran for mayor of Boston and, of course, made into a hit by the Kingston Trio. I'm old enough to remember that. I'm so old. Thanks very much for the email. Have any others lasted to your knowledge?
Well, I think let's see, the Bill Clinton song. I think that's one. Don't stop thinking about
tomorrow.
Yeah, that I think that has an enduring quality. Although, to my mind, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow was the one kind of blithe song on a very intense album by Fleetwood Mac. And I think the next song on the album was You Can Go Your Own Way, which didn't quite paint an optimistic picture of tomorrow. So I think another thing to remember is, listeners and music fans, are pretty savvy. And, when Hillary Clinton uses Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police, the line following that is Everything She Does Just Turns Me On. And, people know that, and it's kind of awkward. So I think you have to look at the whole song and realize, it's not just the chorus. There's other lyrics that might be referring to something that has nothing to do with politics and maybe something you don't even want to be associated with.
Gary Brownstein, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Brownstein, former guitarist and songwriter for the band Sleater-Kinney, now a blogger for the NPR Music website, where you can read her blog, Monitor Mix. She joined us from Portland, Oregon, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.